Well, you know, when we first hear this parable, we probably think the wise virgins are kind of selfish, but that's not the case. Their role in the wedding feast was to welcome the newlywed couple to the bridegroom's home after the wedding, and that was their responsibility. So to give their oil away would have been to shirk their responsibility. There was simply not enough for 10 lamps. So how does that deal with you and me? Well, for us to be unfaithful to Christ and his church, no matter what, would be equally irresponsible. We shouldn't ignore this most obvious lesson of this parable, as this is the time of year when the scripture readings talk about the last things, death, judgment, heaven, hell, being ready for the second coming, being ready for our own coming to Jesus, if Jesus doesn't come until after we die, and so on. We all have the possibility of salvation, entering into eternal life with God, but we also have the possibility of damnation, of being excluded from heaven. Christ says, then the door was locked. It was locked for those that weren't prepared. It all depends on what we choose to seek as our highest goal, doesn't it? Our primary responsibility in life consists in making our friendship with God into that highest goal, that first priority. But you know, God doesn't force us to do so. It's always an invitation to friendship with Him, not to be robots, not to be slaves, but friendship with Him. You know, a few years ago, the producer, Hollywood producer of such movies like The Passion of the Christ and Braveheart, Steve McEvity, I guess, he was giving a lecture near New York City. He was speaking to a group of promising Catholic college students who wanted to pursue a career in the entertainment industry. And during the question and answer period, one of the students asked him, "Mr. McEvity, what is your goal in life? What is your goal in life?" Well, he paused and looked out the window for a moment or two, and then he turned back to the audience and responded, "My goal in life? To get my kids into heaven, and I guess to get there myself, too." And they say you could have heard a pin drop in the room, because that was not the answer they were waiting for. They were waiting for him to talk about being a big movie producer in Hollywood and all that nonsense, and nope, get to heaven. That's our goal in life. The goal of marriage is for a husband and wife to help each other get to heaven, and their children as well, if they're so blessed. All of us should have answered that question the same way if we were asked that, because what matters in the end if we're locked out of heaven? So what is your first priority? Is it really Christ and His kingdom? Because that's the only thing that will bring peace of mind and healthy order to your life and mine. Is our lamp full of the oil of faith, which we can't borrow from anyone else, but we have to develop that intimacy and personal relationship with Christ through prayer and reflection on our own? Are we keeping that lamp filled by persevering and growing in our prayer life and constantly being formed into Christ and the teachings of His church? It's a good question. Well, now is the time to renew this first priority, perhaps to put it back on track for some of us, because that's what the church is inviting us to do. And it's the most practical thing we can do because it has the most important consequences. And if we don't know how to rearrange other aspects of our lives to put them in line with that first priority, you don't need to worry, because you have lots of help. You have what the church is for in the sacramental life of the church. You have what our parish is for, is to help form disciples for Jesus. And we can always find guidance and assistance if only we look. Jesus says, "Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you." Because after all, we know neither the day nor the hour.